SpaceX's promise with Starlink is bold. Fast, unlimited internet for $99 per month, plus a one-time equipment purchase of $549. According to its website, while Starlink is in beta testing, users can expect data speeds of 50 to 150 megabytes per second, and speeds are expected to improve even more. SpaceX did not respond to a request for comment for the story. Residents of Western Alaska villages currently pay several hundreds of dollars a month for data speeds that maxes out at 10 megabytes per second. That's 5 to 15 times slower than what Starlink advertises. And even that caps out at a limit. Starlink would change all this because it can reach even remote areas without cables or microwave towers. It uses satellites that fly very close to the Earth, within several hundred miles. They're called low Earth orbit, or LEO satellites. That means there's a very small delay for internet data to travel from those satellites down to Earth, what's referred to as low latency. John Wallace, who manages IT for small businesses and tribes in Western Alaska, is a staunch advocate of Starlink.
I'm thinking that this will be very similar to the change that brought cell phones. When cell phones came to rural Alaska, it changed dramatically the landscape. It was night and day.
It is unclear exactly when Starlink will change the connectivity landscape in Alaska. SpaceX has already launched over 1,000 LEO satellites, and some communities in the lower 48 have started to test out the Starlink system. However, the company has only launched a handful of satellites into polar orbit, ones that can provide internet access to Alaska. And the company faces regulatory hurdles before it would be able to serve Alaskans. Last November, SpaceX asked the Federal Communications Commission to allow it to deploy 348 polar orbit satellites. In January, the FCC granted permission for the company to launch just 10 of the 348 polar orbit satellites it requested. Wallace has written a letter to the FCC asking it to speed up authorization of the remaining satellites. Despite the open questions, Bethel resident Hugh Diment has already pre-ordered Starlink for $99. He said he received a confirmation email, but no equipment and no date for when he could expect service. Diment said a $99 pre-order was nothing compared to the $500 to $600 internet bills he pays monthly. The deposit is refundable, and he considers it a good investment given his family's needs.
I noticed our data usage was going up, and it's costing me a fortune. And so that means I'm always having to police the kids.
SpaceX is far from the only company that is trying to offer fast, affordable internet through low-flying satellites. Amazon is a big competitor, but it hasn't launched any satellites yet. And there's another company that may actually be the first to serve Alaska. OneWeb has already launched 110 polar-orbiting LEO satellites, and spokesperson Liesl McGuire wrote in an email that 144 more would have to be launched to cover Alaska completely. She said beta testing will begin this spring, and Alaskans will be able to purchase internet powered by OneWeb satellites this October. She said OneWeb can offer data speeds up to 400 megabytes per second with 32 millisecond latency. That's even faster than what Starlink is advertising in its beta testing mode. But one of the question marks with OneWeb is its pricing. Whereas Starlink will be sold directly to consumers at $99 a month plus equipment costs, OneWeb service will be sold through a middleman. Sean Williams is a government affairs director at Pacific Dataport, a subsidiary of Microcom, which is distributing OneWeb service in Alaska. He couldn't give exact prices, but he says rural Alaskans have a reason to be optimistic.
What I will say is that the wholesale pricing is extremely competitive compared to what's being offered right now.
Watching these potential competitors closely is GCI, which, along with its subsidiary UUI, currently provides internet service for most of Western Alaska. Spokesperson Heather Handyside acknowledged that Starlink's promised speed, price, and lack of data caps would be an attractive option for customers.
We definitely understand how if Starlink's offer turns out to be viable and to work in Arctic conditions and is reliable, that might be a really great option for some of the folks in rural Alaska.
Still, providing internet access via LEO satellites is new and unproven. Starlink's website says that heavy rain, wind, and snowfall could affect internet connection. And there are enormous costs associated with launching hundreds to thousands of LEO satellites, which need to be replaced every 5 years, according to McKinsey Consulting. OneWeb recently emerged from bankruptcy after raising $1 billion in November. Handyside said even if LEO satellites are successful, GCI would not become obsolete in rural Alaska. She said that GCI's internet service, which is delivered by microwave towers in western Alaska, could be more reliable than LEO satellites.
I think there will always be a time when schools, hospitals, key agencies and communities will want the reliability of microwave and fiber.
Handyside said it's an exciting time now, as many different ways emerge to deliver internet connectivity to Alaskans. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.